it's great to bring this week's midweek message to you, and I trust that you'll be blessed by what I have to say and so forth. Do you know, we're coming out of lockdown. This week the schools went back, the universities are going back, and things are slowly returning to a sense of normality. It's a new normal, is it, as they say. But, you know, for some people, they flourished in lockdown, but some people found lockdown really, really challenging. And, you know, it is the nature of life to be stormy. You're either in a storm, coming out of a storm, or going to go into a storm, because it's in the storm that God is able to encourage and strengthen and connect with us. And we've gone through the lockdown storm, and now we have storms to face in the future. You know, they're just, everybody goes through storms. You can't avoid them. But the thing is, we can go through them with Christ. You know, we all go through these different seasons. Even the Apostle Paul, you know, he went through something that was so difficult. It says that he despaired of life itself. So if you turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, we're just going to read those scriptures. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8 or 9. This is the Apostle Paul. For we do not want you to be ignorant, brothers, of the afflictions we experienced in Asia. For we were so utterly burdened beyond our strength that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt that we had received the sentence of death. But that was to make us rely not on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead. Can you imagine what he's going through? He's saying, we were so utterly burdened beyond our strength that we despaired of life itself. We were like under a death sentence. What does that word despair mean? Well, it's the Greek word exasporeo. And from it, we get the English word exasperated, which is having or showing a strong feeling of irritation, or you get exasperated. But in the Greek, it means to be utterly at loss, be utterly destitute of measures or resources, to renounce all hope, to be in despair. So Paul was in this situation where they had lost hope. They were desperate. They had nothing to get them through. And do you ever ask yourself, why does the Lord allow his apostle to go through that? Why do you go through really tough, trying times? And in verse 9, we see the key. It says, to make us rely not on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. And God wants us to rely on him so that he can raise us up. And that's sometimes we go through some tough things, but as we're going through the tough things, as we call on him, he comes and brings resurrection life. God wants us to rely on him, not ourselves. Do you know, when I went into lockdown, I was facing a number of challenges, disappointments, burdens and pressures. And God allowed me to come to a place where I couldn't do it by myself, so that I relied totally on him. And as I relied on him, he started to encourage me with his strength, and encourage me with his grace, and encourage me with his word. So I've come out of lockdown fully dependent on the Lord, and I'm fully reliant on him, but I'm full of faith and enthusiasm for the future. All we've gone through as a church, all you've gone through as a person, is so that we rely on him. And God, who raises the dead, he can raise your dead dream. He can raise your dead situation. He can raise the dead church. He can raise the vine. So let's look as we go forward with high hopes and expectation that even though it was difficult, God caused us to rely on him. And in relying on him, resurrection power, resurrection life came to us to raise us up. Now, if you turn with me to Isaiah 41. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am with you. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. This is God talking to his people. First thing is, we should fear not. As we rely on him, we stop fearing, because he is our all in all. And he says, I am with you. Do you know why I don't have to fear? Because he is present with me. Because Everywhere I go, his presence goes, because Jesus promised never to leave me or forsake me. Then he says, not only am I with you, I am your God. You know, I've said it several times. Every morning I say, God, not my will, your will be done. God, I want to give my life to you. You are my God. Then he says, I will strengthen you. This is amazing, isn't it? That God, the creator of the heavens and earth, wants to strengthen me and you. Strengthen us for what? To enable us to do all that he's called us to do. Then he says, not only does he strengthen us, I will help you. So he's going to help us fulfill what God's called us to do. So there's going to be strength and there's going to be help. And finally, I will uphold you so we won't fall. So this is our God. This is why when we rely on him, we don't have to fear. He strengthens us. He upholds us. He gives us his help. And we're going to do all that he's called us to do. So we're coming out of lockdown. Things are a little bit different. And this is what Isaiah says in chapter 43, just a couple of pages over. Verse 18. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I want to say this evening. There are new things coming, that he's going to make a way for you. And there's going to be a refreshness in the desert. We've got a God who has new for us. It's a new day. His mercies are new every morning. We come out of lockdown into something brand new. The world has changed, but the gospel's the same. The world has changed, but the church is still the body of Christ. The world has changed, but we still have authority in the name of Jesus. So we don't have to fear. He's going to strengthen you and help you, because he's doing a new thing in your life, a new thing in your family, a new thing in the life of the church. Watch and see what he's going to do. So what do I do then if he's doing a new thing? Well, let's turn to Hebrews 10, verse 10. And this is my final scripture. Hebrews 10, verse 10. Talks about Abraham. Sorry, Hebrews 11, verse 10. It says of Abraham, he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. Abraham was looking forward. Church, we need to look forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. Abraham was one who looked forward by faith. Do you know, if I live in the regret of my past, I can't enter into the glory of my future. God has got a glorious future for us. So I've got many regrets. I'm sure you have. I can't change the things I've done. I can't undo the things I've done. The only thing I can do is I can repent of the things I did wrong, and I can move forward into what God has for me. We need to look forward by faith. God has got good things for us. He is a good, good Father. And we walk by faith, not by sight. There is a city that's foundation, designer and builder is God. God has a future for you. He has a future for me. He has a future for this church. And its foundations of this future is God. The designer of this future is God. The builder of this future is God himself. So church, I want to encourage you today, like Abraham, let's look forward. Let's let go of the regrets of the past. You can't change anything, but you can enter into a new glory. God is doing a new thing. And like I've been saying, let's wake up and let's press in to what God has for us in the future. So I would encourage you, believe God for something amazing. Let's believe God for something that's greater than we've ever seen before. And let's look forward into the purposes of God. God bless you, and we'll see you soon.